20 Days with 1 Peter, Day 18. As we begin wrapping up our study of 1 Peter, now seems like a really good time to start planning your next devotional series. You've still got a couple more days to get something in the queue. Just a friendly reminder. Okay, onward to 1 Peter, but first, let's begin with prayer. God, we pray for our church leaders today. Help them to be willing servants. Stir up in them an eagerness to serve. Bless them with a humility that keeps them from becoming heavy-handed. Sometimes leading seems like a thankless job. Help us to encourage our leaders, especially whenever they feel underappreciated. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Reading from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's sufferings, who will also share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them not because you must, but because you're willing, as God wants you to be. Not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve. Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourself to your elders. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. How amazing is it that the God of all time and space cares about me and you? We can cast all our anxiety on him. Why? Because he cares for us. If you have anxiety, listen, Peter isn't beating you down saying things like, "Repent, sinner. Don't you know that worrying is a sin?" No. A careful reading of Jesus' teachings on worry might surprise us too. Scripture doesn't condemn the downhearted. Instead, it teaches us to cast our anxiety upon the shoulders of the one who is strong enough to carry it. For God is great enough and loving enough to take not just some of our anxiety. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Now, sometimes we assign far too much value to some things. God may be wanting to teach us that the balance in our 401k account, believe it or not, really is not that important in the grand scheme of things. But as long as we truly submit Jesus as our Lord, God is right there for us, ready to teach and encourage and bless. Yes, if you have cares and concerns, you can cast your cares upon God because God truly does care for you. Since God is such a caring, loving Father, it should come as no surprise that he wants church leaders to be willing servants. Peter appeals in this passage to the elders, church leaders, as an elder himself. As Peter tells these church leaders to lead by being good examples to the flock, Peter himself models this exemplary behavior. Peter is not harsh, as he instructs elders to not be harsh. Peter doesn't lord over them, as he instructs them not to lord over the flock under their care. Peter is indeed leading by example, as he instructs them to lead by example. Those of us who are younger, we should respect and submit to church leaders. All of us, young and old, should be humble with one another. For if we humble ourselves before God, he will lift us up in his time. Let's pray. Father, help us to be good followers. Followers of you first and foremost, but also respectful members of our local churches. May we be humble as we respect our leaders. They can't possibly make decisions that will make everyone happy all the time. Help us not to place an undue burden of unrealistic expectations upon our leaders. Help us support and encourage our leaders. And in Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. That about wraps up Day 18. Take care, and Lord willing, I'll see you again tomorrow as we near the end of our series, 20 Days with 1 Peter.